before the race or $20 the day of the race.
And a race is in air quotes. Join us May 18th, Saturday, the KSJE Zero Mile Fun Run.
On this week's On the Media...
If I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Candidate Trump's comments at an Ohio rally set the stage for a did-he-didn't-he debate in the press.
Did he really mean that there would be a bloodbath if he's not elected? He is often giving the wink-wink nod that denies the thing that he says that he's saying.
Check out this week's On the Media from WNYC.
Join us for On the Media, Saturday mornings at 7 on KSJE Farmington. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The caregivers of San Juan Regional Medical Center are committed to bettering the quality of life, health, and care of individuals, families, and our communities. Life is their sacred trust. Better is their mission. Here is their home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Culp, along here with Scott Micklin.
Hey, Megan Culp.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
I know. Notice there's no blazer today.
Oh, there isn't a blazer.
Because...
What happened?
Well, it's Friday, so I wear leather. Well, it's pleather.
Okay.
I mix business with pleather.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Okay.
So...
Isn't that the name of your book?
Yeah, Mixing Business with Pleather, yes, by Megan Culp.
That, right. Yeah.
Yes.
I would buy that. Good for you.
Bestseller.
Okay. Because you're a little more casual today. As
yeah.
am I. There's no tie today. I mean,
right,
I think people
exactly.
really recognize that, too. So, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Are you going to go, like, motorcycle riding later on
right.
today or whatever? What's happening with your outfit?
No.
Just a choice?
Just a choice.
All right. All right.
I like it. It's mixed. It's a little punk rock.
Yeah.
So.
Dangerous.
Well.
Yeah. Attitude.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Thanks for bringing it. Okay.
Thanks.
Well, good to have you here, of course. This is our Solutions from the Street program on the second and fourth Fridays of the month. And so here we are. Gosh, it's the fourth Friday of March.
Isn't
unbelievable.
That bananas?
It is bananas. Yeah.
And we were just talking that the weather is so volatile in March.
A little bit.
One day it's 60 degrees and sunny, and the next day it's 40 degrees and rainy.
Right.
You just can't plan.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's hard to... Hard to tell, but anyway, but here we are, and we were off last week for spring break. At least I was.
Yeah.
And then you
I was not.
You thought of it, maybe. Yeah. But
yeah.
But now we're back.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And so let's talk a little bit about our program today.
Yes. Solutions
and our
from
guest.
The street.
Exactly.
Solution-focused journalism.
That's us.
We identify a problem and then interview a local solution maker.
Right. And the challenge, or challenge, maybe not a problem per se.
Yeah.
Right? And so the challenge this time has been, you know, you've got maybe people who want to take part in church services, and how to present a service to them on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what brings us to our guest who is here this morning. And so let me introduce him to everybody. Pastor John Brown is here this morning. Good morning and good to have you here. Welcome to KSJE from Christ the Rock Church here in Farmington.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Thank you for being here. And so you are here as the result of a call into our other show, as a matter of fact, so we'll keep it on the family here, of talking a little bit about the service that you provide at your church once a month so far for people with disabilities, right, or developmentally disabled children and adults.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
I've been here in Farmington for about 2.5 years, and one of our goals as a congregation was to try and identify ways to show the community that we really care about Farmington and that we can help in some concrete way.
Mm-hmm.
And so started looking around, talking to people. I got connected with Marilyn from the All Abilities Park, and she was telling me that in the Farmington School District, there are over 3,000 kids who deal with developmental disabilities. And that's not counting the number of adults that are here in Farmington, in the area, in San Juan County.
Right.
And so our church body had a program already in place. The overarching program is called Jesus Cares. And it's a program that focuses on all kinds of individuals with disabilities. And as part of that program, we have what's called Worship at the Cross. And it's a very simplified worship service that allows anybody who comes to, first of all, understand what's happening. We keep the language at a very simple level, use a lot of pictures, and also songs that repeat and simple songs that they can participate in. And whether they can sing or not doesn't matter. We provide rhythm instruments for them and encourage them to shake the instruments, to make noise, to get up and dance, to move around. And so their worship experience becomes focused on involving them and not just sitting there and having everything go over their heads.
Right. Wow. And that's what makes it so fascinating to me, and I think Megan as well, and why we wanted to have you on the show to talk more about it too. It's not like they're not welcome at your regular services, but this one is really designed with them in mind and making them more of an active participant in the worship service.
Yes. Yes. So far we've had two regular attendees, and they both have their own home church. But what really struck me was when we were talking on this past Sunday, one of them raised their hand and said, "Is it okay if I ask a question?" And I said, "Sure. You know, you can ask whatever you want. You can talk whenever you want." And he said,
"Some churches, that's not, or services, that's not allowed.
Yeah, you don't say anything."
Right.
And he said, "You know, I was listening to my pastor preach, and he was talking about this and this and this, but it comes so fast, and I don't understand it. Can you tell me what this is about?" And so I got a chance to explain to him exactly the story that the pastor had referred to, and could walk through it very simply with him. So then he went, "Oh, okay." You know, and then he understood.
That's all it took.
Yeah.
But very cool. And so you are offering this once a month.
Yes.
At your church, Christ the Rock Church here in Farmington. This is the third Sunday is when you offer this at 3 p.m.
Yes.
Third Sunday at 3. Easy to remember.
Yeah.
There you go. And I would imagine maybe there's plans or hopes to maybe offer it more frequently, depending on demand.
Yes, depending on demand. And, you know, if there are families who say, you know, for the most part, Sundays don't work for us, you know, we're willing to be flexible. If this is something that we need to switch to a weeknight or a Saturday, you know, whatever would work best for the families, we're willing to work with them too. So just, you know, as whatever the greatest need is, that's what we want to work with.
Sure. Very good.
So, I'm interested in sort of the theology behind it. What's the theology behind doing something like this?
The theology is pretty basic. You know, when Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and don't hinder them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." He doesn't say it belongs to the highly intelligent, although it does. You know, it doesn't exclude them. But when Jesus speaks about that simple childlike faith, there is no more beautiful thing for me to see than to conduct this service and to see the joy on their faces and to hear the joy and the simplicity. I think I get more out of working with them than they get from what I share with them on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Very cool. And again, this service is open to children, adults, anyone really,
anyone
in the community, right, that
anyone
would like to come to this special service.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's for caregivers can certainly attend along with them, because mm-hmm. sometimes they can't leave the individuals that they're serving. Family members can stay. Each one of our church volunteers who participates all have background checks done, so that there's no issue with that, and they are willing. They're ready and willing to welcome them, to smile, to laugh, to sing with them. It's been a good thing for our congregation too. Just for our, you know, we're a small group of believers. We've got about 100 members, and it's just fun to find ways to connect with each other as well as with the community.
Yeah, and so how many volunteers do you have that come?
The first Sunday we had 2 people attend, and we had 10 volunteers.
Okay.
Wow. And what's the average attendance now? I mean, you have 2 regulars, but...
That's been the average so far. We've done it twice, and right now the word is starting to get out. And so the hard part has been finding the families, you know, because of HIPAA laws and things like that. You can't just walk into a place like the San Juan Center for Independence and say, "Can you give me a list of families that I can contact and share this information with them?" So God gave me one of those God moments. I was over at Grace Place going on a tour just to see what's happening there. They had a kind of a pastor's breakfast kind of thing. And I started talking with them, and they said, "Hey, Pastor John, how's it going? What have you been up to?" And I told them about this new service, and Heather, who was there, she said, "Oh, you got to tell Darcy about this, because her son, she would love to bring him." And then when I talked to her, she said, "That'd be fantastic, because her son and his wife could actually come to church on their own and feel like they're doing this on their own." And so they've been coming and looking, and she's telling everybody, trying to share with different families and individuals what we're doing. And so we're hoping to see it grow.
Great. Very good. Well, and again, we hope from this program, too, that it will grow and folks will learn about it maybe for the first time this morning or when they're watching the video later on. And so that's why we felt it was an important topic to discuss, and an important service that you're providing to this part of our community, because these individuals are parts of our community, a big part.
And with March being Developmental Disability Month, too, it was just a great opportunity. I really appreciate the chance to come and talk with you about it. You know, sometimes these individuals are marginalized, not intentionally, but just, you know, we don't think about them and their needs when it comes to communication, interaction, relationship. And it is such a joy to get to know them and to watch, even over just two Sundays, watch their personalities come out. And so we always do, after the service, we do a little snack time, which they thoroughly enjoy, along with the rest of us. Who doesn't like good food on a Sunday afternoon? And then we do some crafts that are connected to whatever the message was. So last week we did a message about Easter, because Easter comes at the end of the month. And so they got to glue together this kind of fun little planter, He is Risen thing. And they just thought that was fantastic. They couldn't have found anything better to do on their Sunday afternoon. And I agree with them. I thought it was fantastic.
Very good. Very good. Well, for folks then who are watching or listening to us this morning and are, again, just hearing about this maybe for the first time, they could reach out to you, to the church, to get more details. Again, it's the third Sunday of every month at 3 p.m.
Yes.
That's when you're offering this.
Yes. And we're located at 5401 Hood Mesa Trail, which is north of Pinyon Hills between Butler and College Avenue. If you look off to the north, you'll see a kind of a southwestern-style church with a great big cross on the front. And that's where Christ the Rock is located.
That's where you are, just off of the Pinyon Hills, as you said, right?
It's easy to spot.
Right, from the road. Very, yeah. Very true.
And now they're building a great big steel shed right on the corner, so you just turn right at the big steel shed.
Oh, well, there, you can't miss it now. That's true, but that's great. And and again, the idea came, this has been going on for a few years, you were telling me before we came on the air this morning. This has been an idea that's been around for almost three decades, I think, right?
Yeah, just over 35 years ago, four families in a church in Wisconsin had children who were dealing with these issues, and they wanted to be able to provide for them a worship opportunity that would connect with them on their level. And so they started doing it, and they involved their pastor and asked him to do it, and he got involved in it. And from there, the news spread kind of slowly. As of 2013, there were only about 50 churches and pastors who were involved in this across the United States. Now we have about 10 years after that, we have, it's got about 170. And we are the latest one.
Right.
Here at Christ the Rock.
Right. And the only one in the area, as far as we know, right?
Yes.
We were talking about that a little bit this morning, too.
Yeah, as far as I know, when I asked, I asked different people, different places, does your church do that? Does any church offer this in Farmington or in the area? And they said, no, there is no one offering this.
Right. You mentioned that you had reached out to Marilyn Montoya with the All Abilities Park.
Yes.
And that project, which is ongoing. We're very excited about that. She's been a guest on this program before as well. But another option, another developing project for disabled folks, developmentally disabled folks in our community. And so it seems like this kind of goes hand in hand with some of their efforts and again, trying to reach out to that community and their families and their caregivers to let them know that they are part of the larger community, and here are some things that are available for them.
Yeah, and that was really fun to talk with her about that, just talking about not just community opportunities, but then ministry opportunities to be able to hold activities in the park and be able to involve those with disabilities. So, every year we try to do some sort of special activity for children, gather them, Vacation Bible School, most people call it, and, gather them together. We could do a program like that either at church or at the park. And the park would be an awesome place to do things like that.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Very true. Well, it's a great idea. I think it's wonderful that the church has taken it on and is offering it once a month residents, families, and others here in the community. Megan, other questions?
Yeah, I'm wondering if you can give us an example of like a one story that you've. So you did Easter. What did you do the first month?
Let's see here.
Oh yeah, putting you on the spot.
Ask me
yes,
how.
2 months ago.
2 months ago.
Right. Well, any story.
Yeah, an example of sort of like what kind of story you would do at this service.
Yeah. See, it's hard to remember.
Right.
A month ago.
We'll put you on the spot.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Well, what I'll just tell you what I did this last Sunday.
Sure.
We did the story of the resurrection. And so what I did this time around is I had, we have a screen up in front of church, and I used that to project the songs and then the slides with words and things for them to follow along. And then we had pages of a book. And then I read them the Easter story and asked them questions about the pictures. You know, they'd get really excited and, you know, tell me, here's what I see in the picture and here's what's there. And then when we finished talking about that, then we get into some of the more deeper theological issues like life and forgiveness. You know, and I asked them, have you ever been to a funeral? You know, and they got teary because they can picture it. It's like they were just there. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about the hope that Jesus brings with the new life that he promises. Because he lives, we also will live. And there's a memory verse that goes through the entire service, and we repeat that over and over again. So they start getting that in their heads. And then one other key development in the story was that when Jesus rose from the dead, when he promised to forgive sins before that, now it's true. And then I use an object lesson to help show that. And came across a really neat illustration where you take a pen, and it's a special kind of pen. I didn't tell anybody this, but it's a special pen, and you write all over the piece of paper, like, this is all my sins. You know, these are all the things that I've done wrong, and I had them draw on the paper, and we made a whole mess of it. And then you take the little sticky note, and you hold it over a candle. You don't just enough to get it warm, and it all disappears.
Yeah.
And they were, where did it go? And I said, that's exactly what Jesus promises with our sins, that they're gone. And, you know, so we try to do something very visual with them every time. Just like I do that on Sunday mornings for my children's message, too.
Sure.
And so basically, I use the same message I did on Sunday morning with the kids for our Jesus Cares Worship at the Cross service.
Nice.
Very cool. And I would imagine having something of that hands-on types of activities really does kind of help really set the message, I guess, for these folks and others and kids and adults alike, I think.
Yeah. You know, sadly, my members often say, Pastor, we got more out of your children's message this morning than we did out of your sermon.
Right.
And they're being facetious, but it's just a good reminder that to be very visual and very interactive when it comes to sharing makes a big difference.
Very true.
As
we sit here on camera, so I think that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
We're very visual here, aren't we?
We are very visual here.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, and it's very powerful. Images are very powerful. You know, I've taught theology classes using movies, for example, because it's very emotive, and so, yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Pastor, I wanted to ask you if there was any maybe messages that aren't appropriate for this service. Is there anything that you've thought about or maybe a little more challenging to present in this way to this audience? Or is that something that you haven't found yet?
Not that I've found.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think God's word is, God says we can understand it. He gave it to us in that format so that we could understand it. And so the key is to take those spiritual truths and try to communicate them in a clear and positive way. And so I always start with, you know, my studies for my regular service and the worship at the cross always begins on Monday by reading through the Greek or the Hebrew. And on Tuesday, I spend study time with some fellow pastors all over the U.S. You know, thanks to COVID, we figured out we can actually study together without having to be in the same room, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So we spend an hour and a half on Tuesdays working through those original languages. And then from there, I start working on how will I communicate this best to my people and to the people at Worship at the Cross. And I use a lot of visuals in my preaching. I started doing that 28 years ago. When PowerPoint first came out. And
can't believe it's that old.
Yeah,
it's actually a little bit older.
Right.
But I don't want to admit how old I am.
I don't believe it. That's okay.
But yeah, using visuals has always been part of my communication. I'm a very visual learner, and so I tend to teach that way too, and to preach. And so for me, it's just been a great reminder to hear, let's get this in front of them. So what picture is going to underscore the message that this verse is bringing out? So the goal is to always bring it to a level where everybody can understand it. If my kids, when they were growing up, couldn't understand it, then I knew I wasn't hitting the mark. And same thing with worship at the cross. If I'm not bringing it to a level where they can understand it, I'm not doing my job.
Hmm. Right. Interesting. Very cool. I'm thinking just for other folks who are listening to the program this morning, and maybe they haven't been to church regularly in a few years, and maybe when they've gone, it's maybe been a little bit too intense or whatever the message was, or for whatever the case may be, they're just not regular church goers. Would they be welcome at a service like this to kind of get back into the swing of things a little bit without maybe the whole trappings of a regular Sunday service?
Absolutely. We'd love to have anybody visit. And that's, you know, the goal is just to provide the good news of Jesus and his love and his forgiveness to anybody who wants to hear it. And, you know, when people ask me about that too, you know, I always tell them, even if you don't want to grace the doors of a church, but you'd like to have a pastor visit, I'm a guy who loves to go talk to people and just sit in their homes and listen and hear where they're at. You know, there are a lot of people who've been traumatized by church, by religion in general, and, you know, I've got some great news to share with them, and I love to talk with people, but even better, I love to listen, because then they kind of tell me where they're at and the problems they're facing and the challenges they have, and then I can just respond with some of the great things that God's Word has to offer.
Very good. Well, and with everything that's happened over the last 4 years or so, I mean, I think a lot of families, even individuals, are probably in maybe very different places now than maybe they were just 4.5 years ago.
Definitely.
Perhaps. So that's important to note. So very good. Megan, anything else to ask Pastor John about?
I think we covered. Yeah.
You're right. I think that's very true. But Pastor John, we really appreciate you coming in this morning and talking with us about this special service that you offer. Again, it's part of Jesus Cares, Worship at the Cross, every third Sunday at 3 p.m. At your church, the Christ the Rock Church here in Farmington, a Hood Mesa Trail.
Yes, and you know, if anybody's wondering too about language barriers, we do have a member who speaks fluent Navajo, and so we can you know, 1/3 of our congregation is Navajo, 1/3 is Hispanic, 1/3 is Anglo, and we just have really a cool mix, and so we're there to help anybody.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that with us this morning. We really appreciate it. It seems like a great idea, a great service to the community. So again, it's part of what we do here is to share that with everyone. And so thanks very much.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to be here. I really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. You're very welcome. That's Pastor John Brown from the Christ the Rock Church here in Farmington, our guest this morning on our Solutions from the Street program here on KSJE. And Megan, that brings us to the end of another program.
Yeah, this is a very inspiring program.
It is, isn't it?
I love inclusivity.
Right.
Exactly. I'm a fan.
I know you are. That's true. And yeah, it's a great thing. So we hope that it keeps going, maybe expands a little bit.
Yes, that would be great.
That would be great. So terrific. Well, once again, this has been Solutions from the Street. We invite you to join us every second and fourth Friday. If you have an idea for a potential topic, you could drop us an email.
Yes, at ksje@sanjuancollege.edu. Please do drop us an email. We'd love to hear more about what's going on out there that maybe we've missed.
Right, even though we think we know what's going on out there. There's always something.
There's always, the key is to know what you don't know.
That's right.
Right?
That's true. And there's a lot.
Yes.
Yes. So give us a line, drop us a line, and maybe we'll get your idea on a future show.
Yes.
And that would be great. A reminder, next week, we'll be back. Gosh, it'll be the fifth Friday. March has 5 Fridays this month.
It does. And so it's Good Friday. Keeping
Good
the
Friday.
Spirit of what we
that
just talked
is
about.
That is very true. So we'll do a special That's Interesting show.
Yes, we will.
It'll be gooder than usual.
Good.
How's that? Maybe not. All right. But we'll be back with Solutions from the Street on the second and fourth Fridays. This is who you have to work with.
This is every
week. I know.
Freaking week.
Yeah. You had a week off.
I did.
I owe you a little bit. Yeah, exactly. But we'll be back next week with That's Interesting. We'll be joined by Scott Duran as well.
Yes.
And we will take your phone calls, as a matter of fact. And so we invite you to make a note and call us and just tell us what's interesting in your world. It could be who knows what. So
I mean, it could be anything that you find interesting. Anything at all.
That's exactly.
Rocks, dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everything.
Yeah.
It runs the gamut. Runs the gamut. Speaking of running the gamut, your musical choices
run the gamut.
They do.
Yes, they do. So Radio Free Saturday morning, every Saturday morning, 9 to 11 a.m., it's 2 hours of musical joy. So you never know what you're going to hear. A lot of times I play music that is, well, most of the time it's not on mainstream radio, or it hasn't been in like
a long
50
time.
Years.
Yeah, right.
So you're hearing things that you don't hear on other stations.
You're really dusting it off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is the benefit of independent radio, of course.
Yes. Yes. True.
And so, and I take a theme each week and I organize the songs around that theme. And so this week's theme is music I'm currently listening to.
Oh. Wow.
So, kind of a cop out, but
I don't know about that.
There's a lot of music that I'm, you know, engaged in.
But it's not current pop music. It's other stuff that matches your
Taste.
Yes.
Yes. So you'll hear indie and rock and folk and
Is there any theme? Or are we more, you know?
No, it's just sort of what's on Megan's iPod.
Okay.
But spring would have been a good one. I forgot that the first day of spring was this week.
Well, that's all right. That'll work for next week maybe.
Yes.
Or something. But there you go. Okay. Cool. Two hours.
2 hours.
All right. This Saturday. That's
9
tomorrow.
To 11. Yeah, it's fun. You can be cleaning your house while listening, making a late breakfast.
I think a lot of folks have it a part of their routine.
Yeah.
Saturday morning.
An easy like Saturday morning. I could change that song.
That's true.
So.
Okay. There you are. We also want to give a shout out to Scott Duran, our co-host, who has a show also on Saturdays after yours, immediately following at 11 a.m. to noon, the World Beat Music Show. He has music from all over the world every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Yes, that's a very good show too. You should definitely stick around and listen to that show.
Just don't even turn the radio off. Just leave it on all day.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be the soundtrack to your life.
Yes.
There you are. See, perfect. Very good. Well, that brings us to the close of another episode this week. So thank you everybody for joining us. We hope you have a great weekend. I think the weather's going to be pretty nice, at least for half of it.
Saturday is going to be legit. I'm excited to get outside.
All right. Today should be pretty nice too. Just saying.
Yes.
If you know.
If you're not stuck in an office all day.
Yeah.
Like some of us.
Like some of you. I know.
Yes.
That's true. And me too.
I hear
you. So, all right. But we'll see you next time, everyone. Thank you very much. Be safe and be well. Have a good rest of your Friday.
A is for Apple.